producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Journal's reporting U.S. stocks hover near break-even ahead of Fed rate decision. Yellen news conference to follow central bank policy statement. Are they set to raise interest rates? We'll find out. Does it signal the end of the QE unlimited, making it hence unlimited no longer? Let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey in Michigan. You're talking about your story dealing with doctors and nurses not going along with the hoax that vaccines aren't linked to neurological disorders.
Yes, the doctors and nurses are where the tires hit the road. And if they start posting their videos about the vaccine injuries that they see, and I know they see them because in the comment section up on InfoWars right now, they're already posting, nurses are already posting saying, I do see these vaccine injuries. If they start,
well, they admit they're there. It's in the inserts. I mean, we've got London Telegraph about vaccines killing a bunch of kids in Syria where they forced inoculated. I mean, this is like saying, we need proof the sun can burn your skin, or we need proof that shooting yourself in the head could hurt. I mean, but yes, we need the medical experts who have the gravitas to come out and commit the act of treason and say 2 + 2 = 4. If they do that, everything else will follow, to quote George Orwell.
And then Nuremberg Principle number 4 states that it is not an acceptable excuse to say I was just following my superior's orders. So if this comes out, Congressman Bill Posey apparently has all types of CDC whistleblower documents, and if he decides to go ahead and call a congressional committee hearing on this, and this goes forward, the doctors that are continuing to inject this when this information's out will be subject to that.
I totally agree with you. And see, what's happening is more congressmen and women, their grandsons at their house jumping around at 18 months, and the next week drools the rest of their life. And then they go find out, why, I don't have a grandson heir because, you know, he got brain damage from the shot. And they're real upset. And kind of the helicopters and, you know, $100 million in the bank isn't so cool anymore. You kind of don't want to have a grandkid dying of leukemia or, you know, dying of a brain tumor. I mean, all this stuff is killing us. And nobody gets out of it. People lie to themselves that don't know this will come back on you. I mean, people are scared of the government coming after them or the FBI coming after them. Or how about being scared of all this evil coming back on us? I'm not scared of the government sending a hitman to kill me. I'm not scared of the FBI or somebody coming and setting me up. That could happen. I'm worried about all this evil coming back on my kids. I'm worried about how corrupt this is. I'm worried about the whole civilization. I'm worried about people. And see, nowadays, that's like how valiant. That's not valiant. I don't want to burn my house down for... It's just so crazy. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Good article, too. Let's talk to Truth Man in Montana, in Mountain Town. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I've been wanting to get on the show with you for a long time. I have a short list here I want to run down, if I could.
Go ahead.
I'm a longtime listener and have tried to get on the air to speak to you for years. I own all the DVDs that you sell on your website, which are all very, very awesome.
Well, thank you.
And I've distributed hundreds, actually over 1,000 of your DVDs through the copy and share media. And I've been studying the New World Order for about 25 years. I've been severely victimized by this global socialist agenda that's being perpetrated upon us. I've been stalked and harassed by black helicopters. I've been disarmed by this criminal government. I've witnessed drones surveillancing U.S. citizens beyond the borders or the perimeters of the largest military base in the country.
Well, it's because you live in America. And you've had them put poison in your water, the fluoride, and you've had them try to push GMO that kills the lab rats on you. And welcome to the New World Order. Look, I got John McAfee coming up, but I'm going to go to calls. about 45 minutes into it. So if you want to get one more minute to get to your conclusion, we come back to you, we can. Then Terry, Truth Raider, Ashley, and others, stay with us.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the two big main websites. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones as well. You can find the free podcast, free iPhone and Droid apps, and so much more at Infowars.com/listen or /show. You can find the free video feed there as well. It's not just a radio show. It's simulcast full television production. And we have the nightly news, 7 o'clock weeknights, 5 nights a week, brand new, original, many times live, many times expanded. Might go 2-3 hours some nights. Every night, though, it's 30 minutes, hard-hitting reports with our crew and myself. And you can fund that operation and be a member, and 11 people can use your membership for $5.95 a month and help fund the tip of the spear on the InfoWar at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Takes about a minute to sign up. I want to thank you all for your support. That's how we've expanded so much of what we're doing here, is with the InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, memberships. We're not, again, like so much state-run media that big banks own media companies and the big banks get giant government handouts in the trillions or 400 plus million a year like NPR and all their tax exemptions or billions in stimulus money to give Rachel Maddow and others raises at MSNBC. If you don't know what the government thinks, watch MSNBC. Your kids don't belong to you. World government's the answer. I want to go to our guest. But first, I haven't really mentioned a lot of this until I learned more about the case, and I have a connection into the case down in Houston to a law firm. That's all I'll say. But Adrian Peterson of the Vikings has been in trouble before outside of a nightclub where reportedly some people tried to rough him up and he beat him up. And it got dropped because he didn't start it. Got dropped last time I checked, no charges. What do you think souped up gladiators are going to be like? We watch all this violence of football, these guys killing themselves out there. Most of them die by age 56. And then it becomes the ultimate evil in the world when Rice punches his wife, which I think is a terrible thing to do. I've never hit a woman. But the point is, it's not like funding ISIS to kill 300,000 people. And our government did that. But they can all point their fingers, have senators chiming in. And I was in the gym today, and they had ESPN on. They had other channels on. They had all the news channels on, like 10 TVs I could see. And every channel at once, except one had an ad on. So 9 out of 10 TVs. I meant to shoot a video in there, but didn't. I was too focused. I'm doing these workouts that are nonstop for an hour. And I looked up, and every channel was Adrian Peterson. And ladies and gentlemen, you can raise your kids however you want, but it's not illegal to spank your children anywhere in the United States. It's only illegal to do bodily harm to them. But all over the news and things, they say if you yell at your kid, it's illegal. And in Europe, they take your kid away if you yell at them. And then you are 5 to 7 times more likely in Europe and the U.S., same number, to be abused in government custody. So you're getting out of one fire into another much more horrible one. So we don't even know the details other than he spanked his son with a switch. My dad and my mother were spanked with switches, not very often, but my mother would, when she was about 4, came up and kicked my grandfather in both shins hard when she wanted to stay and play after church. And he said, "No, honey, come get in the car." And he took her home and spanked her with a switch, and she never did it again. And I'm sure she had red marks on her. My grandfather was just a great, loving Christian man. That's one way to do it. I mean, they have fur seals that will bite the baby fur seal if it keeps going up by the breathing hole of a killer whale, because she knows there's a killer whale there. Mammals across the board. I've seen baby deer come out, and the mom smells hunters. Not that the hunters are going to shoot a baby deer, but they don't know that. And I've seen them come over and kick them to make them go back in the woods when the fawn doesn't have spots anymore and is getting a little bit bigger. Do they have CPS go take the baby deer away? Do they have CPS go take the baby seals away? Whales are known. Dolphins are known to discipline, to bite. They don't have hands, so they'll nibble. Look it up. Marine mammals will bite their young if they're going into things that are dangerous. I mean, they don't want to bite them. Well, I'm not endorsing it. There are people that beat their kids. It's wrong. I don't like it overall. But, I mean, I grew up with principles paddling me when I got in fights or got in trouble. And believe me, I wanted to be good because it hurt. Now, even worse was being run around. They go, you can go run around 2 miles around the sports stadium, or you can get 3 pops. And I'd say, I want my licks. They don't even do pops anymore, folks. And look at the discipline in schools has disintegrated. And now they just taser you, and you fall over and die. So we're going to taser you because the principal can't spank you. So that's my point on the Adrian Peterson thing, is it's all about the state attacking parenthood and making the ultimate crime spanking your child. and attacking men and making the, you know, that's a, well, the whole country, the whole world is shocked that he hasn't been completely fired and Nike's not selling his jerseys and he's just, it's ridiculous. All right, I'm done. John McAfee now joins us. McAfee, of course, was the top programmer at NASA's Institute for Space Studies in New York City from 68 to 70. From there, he went to UNIVAC as a software designer and then later to Xerox as an operating systems architect. In 87, McAfee founded McAfee Associates, a computer antivirus company. He was the first to distribute antivirus software using the shareware business model. In 89, he quit Lockheed and began working full-time for McAfee Associates, which he initially operated from his home in Santa Clara, California. 2 years after McAfee Associates went public, McAfee sold his remaining stake in the company, now a subsidiary of Intel Corporation. McAfee's now developed new cutting-edge antivirus, anti-surveillance systems, and he joins us today as a special website he wants to talk about to send folks for a new campaign to promote liberty. But he can give us the rest of the story. He's backtracked it on exactly what is happening with these mystery towers. We know some are Homeland Security, some are FBI, some are private, some are Stingray. But he's ferreted into the contracts themselves and discovered something. What's amazing is they sit up here like we're ignorant and go, we don't know what these towers are on CBS News, the FBI. They must be hackers. No, we got the documents in Seattle and other cities. They're Homeland Security. They're illegally stealing everything. And they have microphones listening to you. And Buckley Hammond filed a report. But we're going to skip this network break so we have plenty of time with John McAfee. John, first off, what's the best website of your constellation of sites for folks to go to with this new campaign to legalize freedom, as Ron Paul says? And then I want to get into this. And then also, you've been warning folks about the cloud. I want to get your breakdown on what was Kate Upton and all these women thinking, putting up their photos, their naked photos, their sex vids on a cloud, on a faraway server. What were they thinking, John McAfee?
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be here. I'd like to say I'm joining you from the office of a junkyard in the Appalachian Mountains of Southwest Virginia because the software I'm using to connect to you, Skype, is insecure and can't be tracked to me within a couple of hours. And by the time I'm tracked, I'll be away from here. The first thing I want to talk about, Alex, is 2.5 weeks ago, it was discovered that there were 17 cell towers in the Southwest, the Southeast, actually, that were fake cell towers. They were, rather than transmitting phone calls directly to who you were talking to, they were planting software on the devices that you were using to connect. In the past 2.5 weeks, myself and my people have tracked down exactly what's happening. And there is only one company that manufactures this hardware. And it's mobile. You don't have to actually put a cell tower beside the road or on top of a mountain. You can put it in the back of your car and put an antenna on the top of your car and be anywhere. And they look and sound exactly like real cell towers. These devices are manufactured by the Harris Corporation in Florida, near Palm Bay, Florida. And they're the only company that manufactures them. And they have a contract with all of their customers saying that the customer cannot talk about where they bought the equipment from, or the fact that they own this equipment. Now, when I discovered this, I thought, that's really strange. Why would they do that? The only reason I can think of is that there are so many of them that if the American public knew to the extent that they were being spied on, we would actually, you know, all get up in arms and do something about it. Well, I'm trying to do something about it. I've started a campaign called Legalize Freedom. You can go to Legalize Freedom Campaign at blogspot.com and read about it. What I'm trying to do, Alex, is get every town in America, at least one person who will volunteer using the Freedom of Information Act to demand to know what local law enforcement people are using. Are they using this equipment? Now, how many do they have? I suspect there are hundreds of thousands of these units here in America. Their only purpose, Alex, is to spy on us. They will transfer a call as if it's transparent, but at the same time, they plant on your device a piece of software which monitors every single call that you make, which reads all of your emails, all of your text messages, your contacts, and everything that you're doing. It turns on the camera, turns on the microphone. You are now watched 24 hours a day. Now, that came out 2.5 weeks ago, these 17 cell towers. It got some play in the technical press, but then it just disappeared. No one checked into it. My people and I discovered who it is, the fact that they had these contracts, and I do suspect everywhere in America we have these things, which means that all of us are being spied on constantly on us.
And, of course, we then have parallel construction where they use the stolen data, the stolen video, audio, your whole databases that they scoop up, put software on your phone to basically control it. They then go lie to judges and don't even tell them where they got the fake evidence from. I mean, this is organized racketeering on the grandest scale ever seen.
Absolutely. And basically, Harris Corporation only sells to the U.S. government, the military covert agencies, the CIA, local law enforcement. And here is where the problem occurs, Alex, is once it gets in the hands of local law enforcement, you know for a fact that no matter what technology you have, if enough official people have access to it, the unofficial, the crooks, the thieves, the gangsters are going to have access to it as well. So not only are we being spied on by our governments, by the local police agencies, by the CIA, by our tax agencies, by everyone, it's now getting into the hands of the average criminal. You can buy one of these devices for less than $100,000, install it in your car. You don't need much technical competence, and you can plant software. If you had one of these devices beside a freeway, you could infect tens of thousands of mobile devices every single day. And if we have hundreds of thousands of these devices here in America, then none of us have privacy ever. Once they have the ability to turn on your camera and your microphone, if your daughter has a waterproof phone and she's taking a shower, they can watch. If you're talking to a business partner, they can hear everything that you say. We have no privacy whatsoever. And what I want to do, Alex, is to demonstrate the depth that they have gone. If, in fact, there are thousands of these devices and possibly millions, certainly at some point we'll have to say, it's enough. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Now, people do care, John. It's just that it seems to be so overwhelming that you could have an organized program, not just with Stingray. I mean, you're right, that's the big thing nationwide. But we got documents last year from inside the government in Seattle that caused the national news story, and the city council ordered it turned off. Of course, that never happened. Where they put up fake cell towers, their own systems, microphones, camera systems, you name it. And we're running it through Homeland Security, through the local police department, even though it hadn't even been authorized. And then, again, they're stealing everybody's data, using it for prosecutions. They can also use it to plant stuff on phones or computers, as you pointed out, Trojan horse people. And then they go lie in the affidavits. They go lie to the grand juries and don't even tell them where the evidence came from. I mean, this totally destroys the entire judicial system. You can't believe anything the feds say, and now the local departments are getting this. And for folks that don't know, let me give everybody a newsflash. People buy most of their drugs from the police in most big cities, at least units of them. Or you buy special equipment, guns, you name it, from cops.
Of course.
Okay? And, you know, it's so much of this stuff continues to come out. And so, yes, they already do have organized crime with this stuff. There already are organized crime hacking into people's things. This is a Pandora's box they have opened.
Right. The purpose, the government wants to do one thing. All governments will eventually do the same thing. They want absolute control over the citizenry. In ancient times, they controlled people by keeping them in poverty and giving them entertainment. In ancient Rome, everyone was in poverty, but they had the Colosseum. They could all go and get entertainment every single day. That's how they control the citizenry. Today, people are controlled through information. If the government knows where every citizen is at every moment of the day, if they know who you're talking to, if they know what you're talking about, if they know your dreams, your desires, if they know your inner secret life, which you divulge to at least some people, your wife, your children, your mother, your father, then they control you. And we have reached the point, Alex, where someone can turn a switch, and we have gotten into the world's worst dictatorship. I'm not saying that the administration has a global plan to do this, and they're all secretly talking about it behind closed doors. But no, you know what's coming. You know for a fact that once we are controlled, once we have no freedom of anything, when the government knows everything about us, someone's going to go, gee, we can use this. Why don't we just throw that switch and take
But I've interviewed William Binney and all the other top NSA people. They say they've been using it for blackmail forever, everything you're saying, that it's now going panopticonic, surveilling everything, that it was premeditatedly designed for this, and that Snowden says they have data that would bring the whole government down. We know it's that the government basically ran 9/11. It's now coming out in the 28 pages with Saudi Arabia. We now know that it's indeed the government runs the narcotics, the snuff films, the little kids, everything. The organized crime runs the government at the top and set this up criminally to control the public and take over everything. This is an orchestrated worldwide takeover. I mean, look at Apple with factories with suicide nets and literal forced abortions. But again, they act liberal and talk with a lisping voice, so it's okay. I mean, these people know what they're doing, John. And you have absolutely broke down how serious it was. But William Binney called it premeditated totalitarian total takeover, or 1984 on steroids. Those are all quotes by him. And it is that. With helicopters and armored vehicles and checkpoints and forced inoculations, and your kids don't belong to you, and neighbors spying on neighbors. I mean, my God. Clergy response teams, InfraGuard, spies everywhere. They have done it, and now the public is finding out it's all there. Before the establishment wanted it known, what do you think about the state of the world and where this is going?
Well, I think the problem is, Alex, people are afraid. I mean, I'm sitting here talking about it. I'm in an office at a junkyard in the middle of nowhere because I'm afraid of people retaliating. Fox News, I gave Fox News the opportunity to break this story. They thought that's great until they discovered that Harris Corporation was the corporation which, you know, has donated more to, in fact, they used to have their own television station, and they said, no, you know, we'll back away from this. People are afraid. You know, I'm afraid, really. You should be afraid. You know for a fact that what I'm saying now and what you're saying now is not liked by the people in power. And at some point, you know, maybe they're going to take some kind of action. And worse than an audit, you know, because that's the first thing they do. They audit you mercilessly. And then maybe you get vague threats. You know, maybe people disappear. But somebody has to speak out, Alex. That's number one step. No one's doing it. We are all safe and secure in our womb. We have the technology at our fingertips to have pizzas delivered, whatever we want. The world is at our fingertips, but we have no freedom. The freedom was taken away by these very technological devices that we depend on.
That's right. And they're going to take the chicken feed and the bait away. There's a piece of cheese out there on that mousetrap, but it's only to lure you in. And here's my issue. Most people in the government are actually freaked out by this as well. They don't like being brought into this conspiracy, this racketeering. They want to get out of it. It's not here to keep us safe. Our own government's funding Al-Qaeda. That's all coming out, funding ISIS. People are really concerned, and they realize the only hope we've got is to say no to this and stop it. We should all be afraid of not doing what you're doing, John, going public, what Ron Paul's doing, going public, what we're doing, what Drudge is doing. We've all got to speak out against this because it's crazy.
Well, people are saying things, Alex, like, well, it doesn't really matter if they know what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything wrong. That attitude is the most self-destructive attitude I can possibly imagine. It doesn't matter if you're doing something wrong. Who cares? I don't want you in my business whether I'm doing something right.
Well, John, that's like the people that would put, I'm going to Mexico for Christmas for a week and a half. We leave tomorrow and come back such and such. Look at all the stuff we got at Christmas. We got a new silver set. And then the thieves use it to rob your house. It's like saying, I'll get in a car because I have nothing to fear. It's Ted Bundy. It's not that you're a nice 16-year-old girl, so what do you have to fear? It's that Ted Bundy just pulled up. Ted Bundy. Okay? John Wayne Gacy, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Jeffrey Dahmer runs the New World Order. It's like, who cares if Sauron's Palantir can see what I'm doing. It's Sauron. It's bad. A bad guy built this.
But someone has to take the first step. You've been doing it for years, Alex. I'm getting out here and putting my ass on the line here. You know, I am number one outing a defense contractor. Harris Corporation is one of the largest defense contractors, and certainly the largest in the world as far as spying is concerned. Developing the hardware and software to spy, hopefully on our enemies, but it's actually being used to spy on our citizens, ourselves. Someone has to take the first step. I'm asking people all across America, please volunteer. Send your name and address and to Post Office Box 60 in Finger, Tennessee. Finger, I chose that because the finger to the people who are trying to do this to us. Finger, Tennessee. The zip code is 38334, and volunteer your time to go to your local police department with a Freedom of Information demand saying, how many of these units do you have? I want to know. And we're going to collate them, and we're going to publish exactly the state that we're in. I think if we find out that there is nowhere that we can go where these devices are not listening to us, not tapping our phone.
Well, the last thing I want is for anything to happen to these devices. We don't want anything bad to happen to these devices.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I could do an article or a special report about why surveillance kills productivity, freedom, you name it. You have predatory megacorporations that are making money off the militarization of the West. Off armored vehicles, drones, helicopters, surveillance, the uniforms, the weapons, the equipment. And the substations are turning into their own little NSA spy bases. And so they're expanding all these petty crimes and bureaucratic things, watering on the wrong day, and $2,000, $4,000 a day fines for dust in your barn. And they're going to use all of this surveillance to literally hammer everyone to hell while the government ships in the narcotics and uses the surveillance to cut out their competition to make sure the big banks make the highest profits, just like Goldman Sachs has been caught using high-frequency trading to corner the stock market. It's rigged. They're rigging it. But the stock market's pumped up with a bunch of fiat dollars right now, inflationary dollars, so people don't know that and think, oh, it's doing well overall. And when the house of cards comes down, all that's going to be left is the police state. And it's not there to keep us safe. And again, the media acts like we're talking about a police state, we're talking about average cops. The average cop is just out revenue generating or is out responding to petty crime. I'm talking about the police state, like in North Korea, on steroids, as William Benning called it. Former director of major operations and technology for the National Security Agency. It is a predatory takeover. John McAfee's our guest, but they can corner markets. Amazon now has a program, as of this year, where with their longtime customers, they already have packaged and are beginning to ship with, they say, 99.9% accuracy, the package that you want before you order it. And then they even have it where if it's being shipped and you don't order it by time, it turns back around and comes back. But the error level is so low, they make all this money out of it. You go on Amazon and you've already ordered a toaster off there. My buddy was talking about it. And he wanted another toaster for his farmhouse or whatever. It was his farmhouse. And it said, don't you, you sure you want this in your cart? You already got a toaster a month ago. And you're like, well, that's convenient. It's easy for me. No, it's profiling you. And now they can corner whole markets. They can decide what propaganda to put out and then look at how it's being effective and then change it. It's Superman technology for tyrants to dominate humanity and to change our free will. And John McAfee, the famous antivirus software guru who evaded the now proven corrupt officials connected into terrorism down in Belize, joins us. And I'm kind of ranting here today about what you're discussing, tracking back the contract. I knew Stingray was one of the units that's being bought with Harris Communications and the rest of it, but I didn't know that it's in the contract. They can't reveal it. But isn't that funny? It's like Monsanto saying, it's in the contract. You can't reveal that this killed monkeys. It was glyphosate was tested on, or it's in the contract that. And so there's cops and FBI on news going, we don't know who these are. Must be hackers. Then they just walk off like they would leave a hacker's fake telephone pole up that looks like a cactus. I mean, this is how dumb they think we are. Then we even get the documents they're doing it. And now they're adding, John, as you know, microphones that listen to people. And now they're adding face scanning cameras. I mean, there's no end to it where the government literally is engaging in felony activities and lying to us. What happens if they don't get in trouble, John?
Well, they conveniently sign these contracts because it gives them an out. You know, well, they can't talk about it. We can't say we have them because we're legally bound not to talk about it. By the way, that lung cleanse, I need some of that. I started smoking, Alex, when the anti-smoking laws became so draconian that I just couldn't not smoke. I felt sorry for these tiny crowds of people huddled together in these 10 by 10 areas trying to smoke. So I started smoking.
So you're a contrarian, not just a rebel.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, at some point, even if you disagree with what's happened, with what a person is doing, you've got to do something to stand up for their rights to do it. In fact, I formed a society called the Social Pariahs. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. You can check us out, where we're supporting people who do these things which are socially undesirable or not politically correct. Because, yeah, I don't care. I literally started smoking when I was at an airport in Atlanta, and I saw these poor people out in the cold huddled together, desperately trying to get their last puff. I thought, you know, this is it. I'm going to start smoking right here, right now, today. And I did. So, in fact, I think you kindly enough let me smoke in your office one time when we were on the air. And I know that you had quit smoking, so I apologize for that, but that was very gracious of you, sir.
Well, I've never been a huge smoker, but cigars and stuff, I've just teetotaled it the whole nine yards. But we do like to violate the city ordinance on indoor smoking, so we're happy to have that happen with the nanny state who puts deadly fluoride in our water and doesn't let us opt out of it. John, getting serious here.
Yes.
What about the cloud? I mean, I remember knowing. Now it doesn't let me store my photos on my phone or whatever. It sends it off to this big central hub, and they admit that Google, all of them, data mine the emails, data mine the photos, sell the info in aggregates to the government. It's not just the NSA. It's these big corporations are literally making billions a year. That's why police are going to their own cell phone towers and saying, why should we pay for the data without a warrant from the telecoms?
Absolutely.
And then the telecoms, of course, would not let you get their executives' info. The cops want everybody's info. So there's like a race, a surveillance race going on.
Well, why do you think the cloud is free? Think about it. It costs us nothing to store as much information as we want. Well, there's got to be a reason, because someone's footing the bill for this. And the people want the information in the cloud, because believe it or not, the cloud is not something which is inaccessible. Anybody can get into it. Anybody can do anything they want. So all the information that you're putting there is available and will stay available. I mean, to save data it costs nothing. I mean, this little device here, this little Hello Kitty thing for kids, you can store over 10,000 King James versions of the Bible on this one little thing. Got the USB connection here. $5. So, of course, everything that we say, everything that we do, all of our videos, all of our images, all of our written words are going to be saved now in perpetuity. Nothing will ever disappear. And you can go back in 1,000 years from now and rehash this conversation and listen to every single word, because saving it costs nothing. It costs nothing. Our technology has become so sophisticated and our engineering so precise that it doesn't cost anything to save anything anymore. So the cloud, we put all of our data there because it's convenient, because I can put it in the cloud and I can access it from another computer, from another state, anytime that I want. Well, unfortunately, Alex, so can anybody else.
Well, that's like these smart houses. On record, the CIA director said everything has spy devices in it, and we're going to control your life with it. And you see these ads where you're in Hawaii on the boat and your house is having a fire and you know, or you can change the air conditioner at your house. The issue is now the globalists can all go through that device and also know what's going on in your house as a tool of social control. It is a total revolution against privacy. I want to give you a quote from 1978 by Philip K. Dick, who wrote Blade Runner and, of course, Scanner Darkly and so many other powerful books that have been made into films, one which film I'm honored enough to be in, Scanner Darkly. There will come a time, this is a quote from Philip K. Dick, there will come a time when it isn't they're spying on me through my phone anymore. Eventually it will be my phone is spying on me. What a visionary.
That's exactly what's happening. And by the way, Philip K. Dick is my favorite author. And my favorite film of his is Blade Runner, which is actually based on a book of his called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a visionary. And he was absolutely correct. And it is what's happening. This device, they're not spying on me through this device. This device is spying on me. It has its own intelligence, its own chip. It's a computer. It's an intelligent gadget that watches, listens to me, reads my emails, my SMS messages, my contacts, monitors my activities. This device, which each of us carry and we want to carry and we're glad to carry, is spying on us, Alex.
And just like the gift that the Trojans gave was beautiful indeed, it has a lot of legitimate devices and things on it that are very useful tools, and humans love tools. The problem is it's been loaded, in Bill Gates' own words and others, to where it is meant to dominate our lives, be the center of our lives, and condition us, track us, control us as not our guardian angel, but our little guardian devil. It's literally a Palantir through which Sauron can stand right next to us every day and watch everything we do. And if you don't put it in airplane mode, when you're not using it, it's there radiating you. And even CBS News admits doctors are saying, medical doctors, turn them off when you're not using them.
I take my battery out when I'm not using it, just for safety's sake. But the most insidious thing, Alex, is not just that it's doing this, but that we like it. We like this device. We're in love with this device. We can't imagine going from home without it. When we're without it, we feel insecure. Oh, my God, where's my phone? So that's the most insidious thing, the thing which is our worst enemy, we love the most.
You know, we're living in a science fiction movie where there's these smart devices rolled out by a central government that's already replacing frontline troops with battle droids in South Korea on the DMZ. Almost all the aircraft have already gone autonomous drone. Skynet is now deciding when to launch the missiles. They are openly attacking humans, getting rid of our jobs. The major Foxconn factories are going total human-free. We're being socially engineered through the food and water. And we have these little devices tailored to have everything about us on them and tracking us. And the government is illegally accessing all of it. So are the corporations. And it's all premeditated. Where does it go next?
That's anybody's guess. I mean, it will go where the person in power wants it to go, as always. And it will never go in a positive direction. Once society reaches such a level of decadence where we have these things because they make life easy for us, they make life convenient for us. Nobody wants to do hard work. No one wants to live not one second in discomfort. So who knows where it's going? It will go where it goes always, downhill and downhill until total collapse comes. And this is the issue. And this is why I've done the Legalize Freedom campaign. Please, Legalize Freedom at Blogspot.com. Legalize Freedom campaign at Blogspot.com. Give us some help. Volunteer to do this thing. I'm talking to you people out here now, Alex. Volunteer to use the Freedom of Information Act to find out exactly how much spying is done in your town and let us know so that we can collate this and put it out. Help us out financially if you can. Send us whatever you can to Legalize Freedom at P.O. Box 60, Finger, Tennessee, 383-34. Yeah, 383.
Well, look, and people don't want to do it through yours, and I think they should. Folks should be their own citizen journalists. Mainstream media should be shamed into covering this. I want to explain again. The police, the feds, they already go in bulk data dumps, and they can get basically anything they want from the telecoms. But the telecoms, because they know they can get sued, have cut back on this some the last few years and make them get warrants. And so the feds don't like to share too much with local police with the parallel construction because it's so illegal. And so now the locals with Homeland Security grants, because they both share the data, are putting in every city and town their own cell towers. People call them fake. They're not fake. They're dual cell towers to steal your data, to put out the codes, to be able to put programs on your phone to take control of it. And remember what happened 5 years ago in Philadelphia and in surrounding areas. It also happened in Sacramento. The 11-year-old girl was getting in and out of the shower. She was eating Skittles. And the school called her in and said, "You were taking drugs. We're suspending you." And they said, "How did you know?" And they said, "Your laptop." And we have videos of the teachers bragging, "Yeah, we see the kids at home. We see them undressing, blah, blah, blah." So over the top. If you caught a teacher peeping, tomming through your window, you could beat him to death and the grand jury would no-bill you. You could kill someone in manslaughter in an act of anger. If that happened, but in the webcam gate, the court even ruled that, well, you know what, you got to pay $610,000, but the school said we're not going to stop, and it's ubiquitous, and they were using the cell cams and the laptops to watch everyone. This is what goes on, and they weren't even apologetic. First time I heard of this, John McAfee, was about 14 years ago in Tennessee and then in Missouri. It was in local news in both cases. In one case, in Missouri, the middle school girls' basketball team came to another town, and they were in the showers and saw cameras in the showers. Now, the normal response would be run out screaming to your parents, panic. But in the 1984, the school came out and said, "What's the big deal? Of course, there could be fights in the showers or thefts." And it turned out it was being accessed by people in more than 20 states and by hundreds of law enforcement departments filled with pedophiles wanting to watch prepubescent girls in the shower. Okay, and I mean, folks, this is a total network, and it came out the NSA. They're looking at people and watching people over webcams and stalking people. And, of course, if you're Kate Upton, don't you know there's going to be people at the NSA that are going to want to get into your cloud and look at your naked body? I mean, how stupid are people, John McAfee? How dumb are we that it's just that how dare you not like a shower in the 11-year-old girl's bathroom? I mean, how dare you not like cameras in there?
admittedly, we as a society may not be the smartest in the world, but seriously, Alex, where are the parents? If you're a father of a teenage girl and you find out that someone is watching her in the shower, good God, Alex, why aren't we all out in the streets carrying signs and guns, making sure this never happens again?
They did, and the cops showed up and said it's no big deal. And the people at that school argued with the other parents and said it keeps them safe.
Well, yeah, okay, maybe. But when it happens,
look, it's the government. If a private citizen did it, you'd freak out because it's government. It's supposedly safe. The founders told us, and history shows, government's the most dangerous. Go ahead.
Well, governments are composed up of individuals, Alex. That's the issue. They're all people. It's just like the Bank of America. They have the right to watch you while you're accessing your account. But what is the Bank of America? It's composed of people. Someone at a lunch hour who works for the Bank of America who is bored going, let's go watch this teenage girl take a shower. Come on, get real. If it happened to my child, if I had a 14-year-old child or a 12-year-old child and found out that someone was watching her while she was in my house, in the privacy of the bathroom taking a shower, I would pick up a gun. Why aren't we all doing that? What is wrong with us? What is wrong with the parents? Have you lost all respect for yourself?
It's just, well, I'm telling you, our national symbol should be a guy bending over, grabbing his ankles.
Unfortunately, it's reset state-ups. I'm starting to lose faith, not in the future, but in ourselves as a society. What has happened to us? In 1950, do you realize what would have happened if someone said, yeah, they're watching your kids in the shower? They would have burned the school down and hung the teachers. You know this is a fact. Now what happens? Nothing. We sit back and turn on the television and watch the next football game.
That's right. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. And we are, let's just face it, we have a lot of good left in the country, but by and large, they're replacing our spirit with one of cowardice and servitude and groveling to tyranny.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that get your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. on. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive to go to Ashley
good enough for me and
Josh and Truth Raider. They've been holding the longest. I'm sorry to Randy and Terry. We're out of time. Please remember that this broadcast is listener supported. Please spread the word about it. Please support us to get the high-quality products, the Nascent Iodine, the Survival Shield, the Oxy Powder that flushes out the guts like nothing I've ever seen. Truly revolutionary. All of it available. The very lowest prices, highest quality, InfoWarsLife.com. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com with the InfoWars Life OccuPower and other products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget, get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. 11 people can use it each night with the same username and passcode. It's $5.95 a month, and all your data is private, and it's on our own system. So PrisonPlanet.tv. John McAfee, getting back to the cloud, they have designed the architecture of this to be tapped, to be tracked in live time for social engineering. That's admitted. But at the same time, the Internet's been exposing the establishment a lot as well. I don't even know if humanity can survive all the stuff that's going to come out of this. I mean, we definitely are strapped into a serious roller coaster here.
Big time. Big time. And it is a double-edged sword. While the Internet, the cloud, our new technology is being used to spy on us and to remove our freedoms, it's also, Alex, giving us the opportunity to express ourselves and to utilize the few freedoms we have left. I'd like to say this before I forget it. We spoke about parents not caring whether their children are being watched. Surely, as parents, as loving human beings, you must care about the world that you are leaving to your children. Your children have to live in this world that is increasingly constrained, increasingly less free, a world where privacy is diminishing to the point that it is disappearing. If you love your children, for Christ's sake, do something. Do something. I just have to say this, Alex. I feel like I'm alone up here on a soapbox and people are looking the other way. It's frustrating.
No, they're not. Listen, people are really concerned. They're really awake now. But it is make it or break it. Because we either now start reversing this and people start getting in trouble, or we set the precedent that we live in the opposite of an unsurveilled society. And it's not to keep us safe. Go ahead.
It's not just the lack of privacy and the fact that we have surveillance. We sit back blindly while police kill innocent children. And get away with it. And this has got to stop, Alex. Again, if we have any sense of humanity, if we have a grain of grace left, surely, if we don't
care
government
about across the board is becoming more and more unaccountable. But if you look at the feds militarizing police and then using the bad actions of the police to federalize them further, or if you look at how they now admit all over the country, they pull you over and you got cash, no drugs, they take your cash. When cops became robbers was one headline I saw this week. People are really starting to understand that as well, how far we've fallen.
We have. And I have a friend who was traveling through Texas with a fair amount of cash. Well, legal cash. I mean, you work for money, you take money, you put it in your pocket. And they charged this person with money laundering, for Christ's sakes, because it was cash.
At least they charged him. In most of the cases, they don't even come up with a fake charge. They just take the money.
Right. This is the world we're living in, and you and I are talking about it like... And people are listening like, yeah, okay, that happens. And then they turn the TV back on, Alex, and get lost in some fake world.
That's because they've raised us as spectators, and even as horrible things are happening, even to ourselves, we just sit back and watch it. We're not actors in the real world. That's what Karl Rove said. He said, we're history's actors now in the elite. You'll accept whatever reality we say. All right, very interesting. I'm going to come back and plug that website one more time and take your calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLite.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.